Hello, good evening. Hi, my name is Susan from Opinion Research, National Public Opinion Firm. We're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on confidential basis. Do you happen to have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Am I speaking to Priscilla Ball?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yes, I'm sitting.
In which state do you currently live? California? Other?
California.
Thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live?
Fresno.
Thank you. Of all the personal telephone calls that you receive, do you get all or almost all calls on regular home phone, or some on a cell phone and some on regular home phone, or all or almost all calls on cell phone?
Almost all on cell phone.
Thank you, ma'am. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station, or political party, or by a candidate for political office? Yes or no?
No.
Now, just to ensure we have a representative example, first, what is the year of you were born?
1982.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, American Indian or Alaskan Native, other?
Asian.
Thank you so much. And what is the last grade that you completed in school? Grade school, some high school graduate, some college, no degree, vocational training school, 2-year college degree, a 4-year college bachelor degree, some postgraduate work, no degree, or 2-3 years postgraduate work, master's degree, doctoral law degree?
2-year college degree.
Thank you. First, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president? Would
disapprove.
That be disapprove? Would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly
disapprove.
Thank you. Okay. Next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I do not approve, no.
Not approve? Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And if the elections for state assembly were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate for this district?
Republican candidate.
Thank you. Next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one, okay? I'll read them out to you.
Okay.
All right. First one is Esmeralda Soria. Would that be favorable, unfavorable, heard of, no opinion, never heard?
I'm somewhat familiar with Esmeralda.
Okay, would that be favorable, unfavorable, or heard of, no opinion?
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Hell no.
Unfavorable.
Okay. Joanna Garcia Rose?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for state assembly? Would that be homelessness, inflation and cost of living, education, jobs and the economy, climate change, border security, abortion, crime and public safety, health care, taxes.
Do I have to just pick one?
Yes.
So most important would be the border, border security.
Thinking ahead of the, thinking ahead to the November election, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all interested and 10 means you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the and other state and all local offices from 0 to 10?
I'd say 10.
Okay. Next, if the election for president was held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Donald Trump, Republican?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, editor, mother?
Probably Esmeralda.
On Esmeralda, would you definitely, probably, or lean?
Lean.
Yes, would that be definitely, probably, or lean?
Or lean.
Okay. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
I'd say it's on the wrong track.
Okay. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, decreased, stayed the same?
Increased.
On a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for state assembly. Okay? All right. In the assembly, Joanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much more likely.
Much less, I'm sorry, what was that? Much
more likely, sorry.
Okay. Much more likely, okay. Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison and sentences for meth dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would this be much more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
More likely.
More likely?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that be much more likely or somewhat more likely? Or
no, much more likely.
Thank you, ma'am. Joanna Garcia is a professional editor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely. Much less likely. No difference.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. Thank you. As a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you, ma'am. To make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely, thank you. Okay, we're almost done. Thank you for your patience. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
Most likely Joanna Garcia Rose.
Okay. Garcia Rose? Okay.
Yes.
Next, I'd like to read you a few statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her state assembly, okay? All right. Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that would raise taxes and Medicare. As we know, it will result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Would that be much more likely? Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Thank you. Politicians, Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Thank you. While families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Would this be much more likely? Somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely. Much less likely. No difference.
Much less likely.
Okay, we're almost done, I promise. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay for her political campaign. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Would this be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Much less likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislator raise the gas tax, I'm sorry. The legislator agreed, and now you pay more food, groceries, and gas because of it. How much more likely? Somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely. Much less likely. No difference.
Much less likely.
Okay. Now that you have heard some more information, if the election for the State Assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly member, or Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican auditor mother?
Joanna Garcia Rose.
Thank you. Now I just have a few questions for statistical purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. Would that be a strong Republican, not so strong Republican, lean to Republicans?
Strong Republican.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative on most issues?
Or conservative on most issues.
Conservative, would that be somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. Next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-choice or pro-life?
I'm kind of in the middle, but I would lean more towards pro-life.
Okay. Some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Would that be yes, you would, or no, you would not?
No, I would not.
Okay. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation and your patience. I know you're tired, so thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening, ma'am. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.